There's a midrash on this week's parsha where it speaks about a case of a new queen who's just got married and she's being brought into the palace of her new husband, the king, where she's going to be living. And she sees instruments of punishment hanging on the wall, whips and other kinds of terrible things that were used to hurt people, to torture people who deserved to be punished, were visible hanging on the wall. So right when you walked into the palace, that's what you saw. Of course, when the queen saw this, she began to shake. She had never seen such things in her life, and she was very, very afraid. What is this? And the king said to her, "Al tisyari, don't be afraid, my dear wife. These are not meant for you. Elu la'avadim u'lishvachos. These are meant for the servants and for the maidservants, those who don't do what I ask them to do or what I tell them to do. Aval at, but you, my dear wife, who I have just married. At le'echol v'lishtois v'lismayach. You're coming here to eat and to drink and to be merry. Don't worry at all about any of those terrible torture instruments that you see hanging on my wall." Chazal used this mashal to portray how Klal Yisrael feels when they hear about the terrible illness of tzaraas. What do they feel? What are they hearing? They get very scared and they start to shake. And Moshe Rabbeinu says to them, "Don't worry about it. Al tisyaru, don't be afraid. Elu le'umay sa'ilam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to bring the nega'im on you. He's not bringing these sicknesses for you. Tzara'as is not for you. Tzara'as is for the umay sa'ilam, for the nations of the world, for the goyim. Aval atem, but you, Klal Yisrael, my beloved nation, le'echol v'lishtois v'lismayach. Hashem wants you to live a happy life. You're going to eat and you're going to drink and you're going to be happy. And let's leave the nega'im for the wicked people. This whole parsha is not for you. It's not meant for you, the nega'im." And then the Medrash ends with the pasuk, "Rabim mach'ovim l'rasha." A bad person, a Rasha, has many, many things that hurt him, v'habayteach b'Hashem, but the one who trusts in Hashem, chesed yisovevenu, chesed surrounds him. This medrash is very, very hard to understand. It brings up a huge question, because we know that tzara'as is not leprosy. Leprosy is a physical illness that can affect anybody, it could afflict anyone. Tzara'as is something else. Tzara'as is a spiritual affliction, and of course it's meant for Klal Yisrael. Who else is it meant for? It's only for Klal Yisrael. Nothing in the Torah is speaking about tzara'as, leprosy that happens to the goyim. This type of leprosy, this type of tzara'as, badly translated as leprosy, this is for sure for the Yidden. So what does it mean? What does it mean, v'habayteach b'Hashem chesed yisovevenu, that our lot is le'echol v'lishtois v'lismayach? What's the whole point of the parsha of Nega'im anyways? Just to make this question stronger, next week we're going to read about the house that has tzara'as. There's a machlokes in the Gemara in Sanhedrin whether it ever happened in history that a house had tzara'as. And one, according to some, they say, this type of thing, that tzara'as should come in a house, it never came and it will never happen. So therefore, why is it written? Why do we need to learn all the details? Why does the pasuk talk to us about it? So you should learn it and you should get schar. Rashi, talking about the tzara'as on the house, famously explains the purpose of finding on the tzara'as on the house. And he says when the Canaanim heard that the Yidden were coming, they hid all kinds of precious jewels in the walls of the house. And when a person got tzara'as on his house, and it would seem like a terrible tragedy, oh no, I'm going to have to tear down my house now, I'm going to have to tear down the walls. And he would start to cry and the whole family would gather and they would take things out and some things would have to be thrown away. And then they would knock down the house and they actually saw that the treasures of the Canaanim, which they had hidden in the walls of the house, were there. And wow, this was actually a good thing. It was disguised as a bad thing, but what a chesed. We are far wealthier than we were before the house was knocked down. Interesting, Rashi. But what does it mean, lo haya? It never happened, Valea Sidli Yais. Then why does Rashi go through the whole trouble to explain to us why such a thing would happen and tell us the stories of what happened if it never did happen? What's the story here? There's another two mitzvahs in the same Gemara where Chazal say the same thing. Loi haya, Valea Sidli Yais. It never happened and it never will happen. V'lama nechtav, and why was it written? Dreish v'kabel schar, to learn it and you get schar. So one, again, we spoke about the Bayis of Manuka, the house that has tzaras on it. Number two, the Ben Sarer Umayra, a child who had to be of a very specific age, and he had to do very specific things, which we're not going into now, and he was killed for doing this. And again, very, very specific, a very, very small window of opportunity for such a thing to happen. And according to Rashi, again, Rashi goes to the trouble of giving us a reason for why a Ben Sarer Umayra, the rebellious child, had to be killed. And Rashi there says it's because Al Shem Seifai, because at the end of the day, this child who's doing things that don't seem so terrible right now, for example, he overeats and he indulges in wine, but you should know that at the end of the day, he would end up being killed for doing much, much worse things. So better let him be killed innocent, which leaves us with so many questions. This whole story of the Ben Sarer Umayra, whether it did happen or it didn't happen. Again, and Rashi goes to the trouble of explaining why such a thing would be good to happen, even though it does go a little bit against other times that we talk about a person being judged for who he is right now. And then the third example of something that we go through all the details, but according to some, it never happened, is called the Ir HaNidachas. When a whole city turns against the Kadosh Baruch Hu, every single one of the people decided to turn against Hashem, and then the whole city has to be wiped out. And again, the conditions are so difficult to imagine ever happening that we are not surprised to hear that it never happened and it will never happen. But again, v'lama nechtav, why was it written? Dreish v'kabel schar. What does this mean? What are we meant to learn? Let's go back to our original question about Tzara'as and the princess coming into the palace. The Torah is meant to be an educational experience, not a historical experience and not an intellectual or academic experience, but a purposeful experience. We're meant to learn it and we're meant to be changed people because of what it is that we're learning. We are meant to learn these halachas of Tzara'as with trembling and fear, like the princess did when she saw all the implements of torture, like Klal Yisrael did when Moshe Rabbeinu introduced to them the whole parsha of Nagaim. And it says that they started to tremble. Kevan Sheshama Yisrael Parshas Nagaim Nisyaru. They were scared and they started to shake. That's what they were meant to do, so that they should be so scared off that they shouldn't speak Lashon Hara. And then, to continue the mashal, you won't need to be afflicted by tzara'as. Dreish, if you learn this well, then kabal schar, then indeed we can live a life of happiness and enjoy the experience of life, as we won't need to be punished to be reminded about what it is that we are meant to do. We will have already done the work and felt the consequences vicariously. We will have shaken, we will have been scared, and therefore we don't actually need to live through them. And so too with the other two examples. The Ben Sarer Umayra teaches us Derech Eretz, how to respect, how to live with Kedusha, Dreish v'kabel schar. And of course, the Ir HaNidachas teaches us about the severity of Avodah Zarah, and also gives us a lot of lessons about being influenced by the people around us. These are all things that are so important to include in the Torah, so that we should never, chas v'shalom, get to them. They never happened and they never will happen, but there's definitely a purpose of having them inside our Torah. I just want to take this a little bit deeper. We do know that sometimes things happen that do seem bad to us, meaning it feels like those implements of torture are being used on us. Things happen which seem harmful and painful. Life is not one big party. It's not le'echal v'lishtois v'lismayach, eat, drink, and be merry. There are really difficult and painful things that happen. What does this mean? To explain it, I want to use the pasuk, which I quoted from the end of the Medrash. Rabim machayvim l'Rasha. A Rasha has many difficult and painful things that happen to him. But he who believes in Hashem, chesed surrounds him. There are two ways to experience difficulty. When something happens which seems hard, the Rasha'im just see it as a painful and pointless, a hopeless situation. However, habayteach b'Hashem, one who believes in Hashem, chesed yisovevenu. Even when he is living through difficult times, he is surrounded by chesed because he can see and realize and know that everything from HaKadosh, everything that happens is ultimately for our good. Everything is ultimately a chesed. And perhaps that is why we need to learn through these parshiyos, even the parts that will never happen. And perhaps this is why also Rashi goes through the trouble of explaining to us why such a situation would happen, even though it never did happen, to learn from them so that when something bad happens to us, or something that seems bad happens to us, we can say, like by the Bayis HaMenuga, like by the house with Tzara'as, yes, that house with Tzara'as would have seemed so bad at that time, but wait a few days. And the owners would see that this is not a disaster, but a big chesed. And so too, there are things that we go through that at the moment, it seems like the worst thing possible that could happen to us. Wait a few days, a few weeks, a few months, and we'll see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has our best interests in mind. Again, these are not pointless tools of torture, but it's a tremendous, tremendous chesed. Sometimes we're zeichet to see the end of the story almost immediately, like the potential case of the Tzara'as on the house. But sometimes, in our lifetimes, we never see the end of the story, like by the case of the Ben Sarer Umaira. I don't know what he would have looked like at the end of his life. All I see is a 13-year-old child being killed. But what we learn from this hypothetical story, habayteach b'Hashem, chesed yisovevenu, there is a master and there is a plan. And although we would write the script differently, because we don't have HaKadosh Baruch Hu's divine understanding, we still, habayteach b'Hashem, still believes that it is indeed for the best. And even the ir hanidachas, which doesn't have any tangible benefit, not immediately and not in the long term, meaning the killing out of an entire city, what does it do for us? It does have an esoteric benefit, namely removing the wrath of HaKadosh Baruch Hu from his nation and preventing long-term disaster. This is something we will never see with our eyes. We don't live in Shemayim where all is clear. We live here on the land. But Droish v'Kabel Schar, the schar we get from learning about these three incidents is to get to a place where we truly believe Chesed Yisovevenu. And that is the greatest schar we can get in this world, because that means we're living a life where we're looking at events through a different set of eyes, a different set of lenses on our eyes, that whatever happens to us, we know that it's ultimately a chesed. And even when those machoivim come, the hard things, the difficult things come and they hurt, we can go on living and living happily, b'simcha, l'smayach, with the knowledges that we are the princesses of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tools of pointless torture are not for us. We can learn the lessons well, prevent ourselves from doing these sins, and enjoy a life of chesed yisovevenu.